Start with the halachas from Bdikas Chometz. Zechiv mid Rabbanon, oir le'arbosor, boitkim es ha-chometz lo'oir ha-ner. Zechiv de Rabbanon, where you have to check, where is the mokum that is a chiv to machen bdike? Where is the mokum that is a chiv to machen bdike? כל מקום שמכניסים בו חומץ צורך בדיקה. Every place that normally you put חומץ צורך בדיקה. זוג דגמורה, כגוין מרתף. What is a מרתף? A basement. So why no one puts חומץ in the basement? זוג דגמורה, they have wine, barrels of wine, and sometimes in the middle of the Suda, the Shamash needs to go to bring wine. Punky has a sandwich in his hand, and when he goes down, he puts down the sandwich, and he takes the wine out, and he forgets the sandwich inside. So for that tzad, that the shamash went among in the middle of the suda down, with a sandwich in his hand, and he forgot a sandwich, and he forgot there a sandwich, for that tzad, you chayev bdikas chometz. So just to understand, we are the mekoymes that are chayev b'dikas chometz, that they have that chance, that in the middle of the suda sometimes you go there to take out a sefer, to take out the picture, all these places that amol in the middle of the suda someone could go there with food, is mokim shu tzorich b'dikah. Now, Chazal said, oir le'arbosor boitkim es ha-chometz le'oir ha-ner. So if you learn the Mishnah, the chiyuv to make bdikas chometz is to take a candle and to go around the house. Boitki mesachometz lo'ir ha-ner. This is the chiyuv. Boitki mesachometz lo'ir ha-ner. It's a chiyuv to make bdikas chometz lo'ir ha-ner. So the problem is how you check today our houses lo'ir ha-ner. If we will start to check Lo'ir HaNer, it will take us 30 days to go over the whole house with a candle Lo'ir HaNer. So in Bnei Brak, every night they start to clean the Pesach, and that night they check for a couple hours Lo'ir HaNer. Right? They check the packets. So the packets by day they do with the window. The drawers they take to the windows after they clean. I'm not going for Choshev Yidin. They learn the Mishnah, Oir le'arbosor, boitkim lo'ir ha-ner. What? Mishnah Berurah says that the sun is like lo'ir ha-ner. If it's opposite from the sun, fine. It's b'mel. So b'mel, it's good. That's the halach. Ander melamed z'chus, I was in a shir of a psachoshev et talmid chochem, ander melamed z'chus, and these people that go against the Mishnah, and they don't check the whole house lo'ir ha-ner. The whole family searches around the house for a half an hour when there is a small candle. To melamed zchus on these people that are over and the din of the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, he wanted to melamed zchus on them that these people are soimech, that they clean the house so good that there's nothing more to check anymore. They have some Mishneh Berurah and Tofla Medbeiz. Top Lamed Hei is a Mishneh Berurah, is what they tain it. Mishneh Berurah says, we'll get back to it, to this minig that you leave Asor HaPtitim in the house. So the Shara Tzion says, Shara, if it's a real minig or not, of lemon base. ובשכם בשם דקיום שאמינג לחבד ולנקיס הבית מכל חשש חומץ קודם ליל י"ד יש למינג זה יסוד מדינה. But today people, maybe in our days of the Mishneh Berurah, is מעיקר הדין you have to leave פתיתים because the house is very clean already. I'm about to see if the Mishneh Berurah means that. The shaila is, what is the mocker of these people that go around the house for a couple minutes for a candle, the most of half an hour, and the check? So I heard from Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Auerbach, B'zeh Alosh. So like, this answer, what people tell me, that if the house is clean, there's no mokum to clean anymore. Rabbi Shmuel Zalman holds it's not true. Steht in Mishneh, Loi bodak lo oiraner, Zorich lachzu belibdek lo oiraner. If a person didn't check lo oiraner, he has to check again lo oiraner. Fragt Rabbi Shmuel Zalman, but the house is clean already. The Torah says, even if the house is clean, it's a takana de rabbonu, leave the glory on air. So it doesn't help that you clean all the carpet. It doesn't clean that you clean all of the drawers and all the closets and all the zachen. You have to check glory on air. So the people that argue with Shem Azam and Taina Sinishtase, we have to know the two tzedodim. They tiny like this. That why today you don't have to check, they say, but the Mishnah says, loy bodak glory on air, yachzik v'ilay b'doy on air. Person cleaned the house, you know, milemala, say. So you have to check lo iraner. He checked lo iraner, he looked with his eyes, told him check lo iraner. But that was a person has a table, he ate chametz on the table. He washed the table with soap, he washed it again, and he washed it again, and he washed it again, and he wiped it, and he washed it, and he wiped it, and he washed it. He also has to start to go around the table with a candle now. To look for what? For the handstand marks. What he's looking for? What is checking? He washed it. Shlomo Zalman didn't like it. So Shlomo Zalman said like this, and we'll see a poor chidushim la'aloche, especially this year, it's very vichtig, take. It's Erev Pesach Shechal b'Shabbos. So maybe next week, the aloche that I'm going to get, Erev Pesach Shechal is b'Shabbos. Neida. Let me get in Pamela, so Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman said like this, you clean the whole house before Erev Pesach. The first 30 days, you check, you clean, you wash, the whole house is checked. You come leil b'dikas chometz le'oiraner, and you go around with the candle, and you check that it's checked. This closet is done. Done. Crib, done. Baby chair, done. Under the bed, done. And I say, you get around with the candle. There's a picture, it's a sefer Mo'ira Godel. Someone took out a picture, a little bit stories and pictures from Shlomo Zalman. There's a picture, Shlomo Zalman is standing, making b'dikas chometz. He opens a closet and stands with a candle like this, yeah? Those are the biggest chomet. He opens, it's done. Normally it's glad to go with your wife, you know, yourself. It's done or not. However, you go around. It's done or it's not done. But it doesn't have a particular air on there. But, and it's a chiyuv and all over the house. A lot of people, especially this year, so they clean the whole house. You know, Lamzong and Shabbos. You have to eat. That's not so bad. That's in the Platz. So where you eat the Suda Shabbos? Some people have like a front porch in front of the house. Some people like have a side room. Everyone, call Echad Vemin Hogoy. So a lot of people, they check all the house. But that area that they're planning to eat, there's no point to check. So that area, they don't go around with a candle. Just after they finish to eat, they eat in the plastic and they put it together and they throw it away. So Shlomo Zalman, they were not yaitza. They have to check that place lo'iraner also. So even that area that the chometz is left in the house, you have to check lo'iraner. You check, oh, here's the chometz, here's this chometz, I know what I have here, I check it lo'iraner. Then, if the crumbs go around, then you collect the crumbs again. What it helps. So Shlomo Zalman, he has a raya. It's a mikdash dom. We said you have to check Lo'ir HaNer because maybe the Shamash went down to the basement in the middle of the meal and he left the sandwich. The chances that the Shamash maybe went down in the middle of the Suda with his sandwich and he left it there, it's a very, very vital tzad. Maskin? But B'dikas Chomesh, Arasofik Niskin. Like the Mikdash David, Igmar Azok, Ein Choyshashim Shem Ogir Rochul Dov Imokim Lemokim. When you finish the check, nothing more, you finish the check, and then you see a cat goes in with a piece of bread. And then you see a cat run out with a piece of bread, or a mouse. So more, we could tell it. The same piece, it's not the same piece. Say it, but maybe it's not the same piece. Mom says, no, maybe it went in, maybe it went out. You could be tell it, and even if it's not the same piece, maybe the cat already ate the piece. Seder, it's a chance that not. What happened to the suffix of maybe the shamash left the sandwich in the basement? So Rabbi Shimon Zalman, B'shem the Mikdash David, says this Yisoid. Sefer as a koron and shtomit. Is a chiyuv dike le'oir aner b'leil arboso. And every place in the house has to be checked le'oir aner. After every place in the house is checked le'oir aner, you yoytze the takonot harabon. Now, it's not halacha. You're not allowed to leave chometz. If you clean up, you yoytze. So if le'oir arboso, this now to be Thursday night, you will check the whole house. Finish, you yoytze. Then tomorrow you eat dirt. Okay, it got dirty. You clean up. But if in some of the areas in the house you didn't check lo'ir aner, you mechuyev to go by day to check lo'ir aner. So this is pachas yoytze. The way the firib shlem zaman, I think, is a shtikel mahalach. The people that don't do the firib shlem zaman, they feel very frustrated. You're going in the house, you don't know what you're doing exactly. Yeah. You get a room, you try a bit more, you know, to fakvetch a bit, and everyone is rushing you. No weiter, weiter, you know, you look for the piece of bread, and you finish. You don't know what you're doing. Here's the mahalach. You check that the room is checked. You check that the room is checked. I think this is the leichte chelik. Let me gain weiter. This is a zach that everyone, every bacher thinks that the whole world does like him. I checked it. We'll start from the Gemara. Chazal say, why you make b'dikil by night, Thursday night, this year to be Thursday night, why? If you do it by day, shrage b'tiare mayahani, Lashon HaGemara in Psochim Daf Dalet, shrage b'tiare mayahani, the candle by day will not help. Shrage b'tiare mayahani. What's the pshat shrage b'tiare mayahani? It's three pshatim in the Rishonim. What is the pshat shrage b'tiare mayahani? Some pshat is by day you will not realize the candle. It's mashma and posuk. And the Rishonim learned that by day the candle goes shvach. It's a story from the Yerushalmi that were hiding in the cave and they didn't know when it's day and when it's night. And they put out the candle, and they knew when it was shvach, it was day, when it was good, it was night. And another pshat is lav davka, in a chenami, just vale posuk says, chippus, chippus, v'chippus miner. The man, it's mashmer, that the teir chazal will have a smachter, that it's kedai to start to check the night before. So if we put it down, we have two reasons why we check by night. One, it's a posuk, that we check by night. Vale the posuk said to use a candle, we stomach the posuk meant by night. Or because the day disturbs the candle. Die kommende heintike achroinim, heintike in the last 100 years, and geklärt a shayla, if the light is on, the fluorescent, you have to shut the fluorescent when you make bdikas chometz or not. So this is interesting. Everyone that I ask, some they tell me, for sure you have to close. And some saying, for sure they don't have to close. Because everyone only knows what they do in this house. One zafat every time you do in your own house. So what you do, you think that what this is what you do. So zafat no one does in public. But I think it's the only zafat. Yada reine mishpocha o mishpocha. So I heard that Rav Gdoyle Yisrael, this is what I heard. Rav Gdoyle Yisrael don't close the light. And I heard Shlom Zalman Auerbach didn't close the light. Forget it. That book taker that has the picture of the closet, you see the light bulb on. Yeah, like the old lights. Maybe it's different. It's like a fire. Maybe. But in the it came out last year. I knew I got it from Shlom Zalman Auerbach. And it's brought there a meister that in the middle that they were checking the chometz, the light burned out. And he stopped and he told someone to put a light in. He said, with the light, you could see much better. So I said, go, fakel, go. Yeah, but I know some chashmi people that close. My father closed in the mushroom. Say, ah, no, gets to close. Now, let me gain weiter. What you look for? Was zuchman? What you look when you make b'dikas chometz? What you look when you do b'dikas chometz? For what you looking for? I'll explain my shayla. you're looking for big sandwiches, for rolls, for cookies, for pretzels, or you're looking for crumbs. For what you're looking? You have to know. You're going to look for bdikas chometz. For what you're looking? And means for what you're cleaning your house. Different words. Now, the Gemara in Psochim Davov Amud Bey says, Pirurim batli me'aleim. Pirurim batli me'aleim. Crumbs a bottle me'aleim. This we know. But we'll start a step before. Chometz, you have a piece of bread, it's not bottle me'aleim. But if you say, kol chamiro v'chamiro di'ike b'shusei, chazitze d'le bi'arte, לבוטל ולהבי הפקר, או לבוטל להבי הפקר, תונוס חוס, לבוטל ולהבי, לבוטל להפקר, כאפר דאר. So because the הפקר. So the פירורים you don't have to be מבטל, and the piece of bread you have to be מבטל. לא סידה הלוך. Now, בסדר. But מדי רבונון, even if you're allowed to be מבטל חומץ, and we have to be מבטל חומץ, it's not enough to make ביטול חומץ. You have to make בדיקס חומץ. פרק דגמוריה, מבטל צורך שאיבדר. Why? Zog deran, shemo yimtza gluska noe, v'yovei le'ochle. So the halacha, you have to make bitul chometz, and you have to make biul chometz. It's not enough that midoraisa, if you made bitul chometz, you're not over and bali roi or bali motze. Aber midorabonon, you're not allowed to leave it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah declares, you're allowed to leave small shtiklach, pochis mikizayis or not. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen, Tofman base of cotton lamed gimel and tof lamed hasi of cotton yud base, back and forth. The Mishnah Berurah Lemaisa says not to leave them, only if they're dirty. If they're dirty and they're most, you're allowed to leave them. But the Mishnah Berurah says not to leave pirurim poches mikizayis in your house, even after bitul chometz. So I want to make it clear. A piece of bread, you're not allowed to leave. Even a half a piece of bread, a quarter of a piece, even a small little piece, the Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to leave in your house. Even after bitul, you have to get rid of it. If you have a big crumb, you have to get rid of him. You're not allowed to leave him in the house. This is pashut. Now the shaila is, and this is one of the main shailas in Bdikas Chometz, the following shaila. For sure, if I see on my table a crumb, I will not leave him. I will throw him away. I have to check for crumbs, or I don't have to check for crumbs. When I'm going to make bdikas chometz, for bread I know I have to check. For crumbs that are bottle me'aleim, I have to make a bdikas chometz or not. The Maharam Chalava in Psochim Davov, he says, "Ein tzorich livdek bishvil pirurim." You don't have to check for crumbs. But he brings down the yesh min hagdoilim shayu yoyerdim la'akarka mevim tarnegoilim shayoichlo apirurim. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah, it's not clear what the Mishnah Berurah holds. So, let me say it's good. In Maaseh Rav from the Goyen, in Ois Kuf Ayin Ches, states that the Goyen checked the Sforim that he would used to use during the Seudah. The Pashtas, they mean, not the Sforim that the Goyen was planning to use in Pesach in the Seudah. Pashas is mean the sforim that during the year he would use to use them, he would check them for Pesach. Now what he checked for? For crumbs. I don't think you have rolls inside the sforim. For crumbs. When Azay zog the Orcha Shulchan, Tzorich livdek asforim shemishtamesh behem beis asud. When the Chazanish zog teichen Azay. What the Gemara says, Pirurim batli me'aleim, das is legabi bitu. Aber bdike, you mechuyev. When I say zog de chayodom, kshaboitkim bachoyrim vebasdokim, av shepirurim bat le mealeyem, michshash shem o yovoy leochle. Al kein tzorich livdoik afilu bekoshu. And don't think it's a chumur for machmirim. The Rabbeinu HaChofetz Chaim, chutz Mishnah Berurah, he was very worried for the soldiers, to the Israeli soldiers and the Goyish army and the Tsar army. He was mechaber a sefer that is called Machne Yisrael. Dort men ish gegangen af Chumras. They took it on the easy side. Und dort men the nusach is, Tzorich livdek afilu bishvil pirurim. It's in Perek Yud Alochei. Oisei. Some people bring a raya from the Chokiyankiv. The Mishnah Berurah says that you have to check your pockets. Right? We know the Alochei is you have to check your pockets. Even pockets that you know that you didn't put chometz inside, you have to check. Shaila is why. The Alochei is every pocket, shirt pocket, pants pocket, you have to check. Even if you're not a person that puts sandwiches inside your packets. You remember you never put the sandwiches. Why you have to check? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because maybe sometimes you put and you didn't realize. It's babus. But the Chokiyankiv says no. You know why? Because sometimes you don't put sandwiches in your pocket, but you have crumbs on your hands, and you stick your hands inside your pockets, and the crumbs are in the pockets. So you have to check for crumbs. You have to check for crumbs. You have to check for crumbs. So let me say, in Ma'ase Rav, in Aruch HaShulchan, Chazanish Chayodo, Machne Yisrael, Chok Yankiv, state that you have to check for crumbs. Le'umas them, Shlom Zalman Oyerbach holds, you don't have to check for crumbs. Shlom Zalman Oyerbach. And you don't have to make even a mechitza. I will explain in a second what means a mechitza. He tells he has a Mishneh Berurah and Tov Lamed Gimel, Sivkot Lamed Gimel. Mishneh Berurah says you don't have to check in the lul shel Tarnegoilim, because even if the Tarnegoilim didn't eat everything, it's only crumbs. When Azefa the Sfarvim is the Arab Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, El Zok, that you don't have to check for crumbs. Reb Moshe Feinstein, and the Tshuva also says you don't have to check for crumbs. But he says for pretzels, you have to check. That not for little ichi crumbs, because there's no chashi over le'ochlo. But love is looking for pretzels. Come inside, come inside. My Shvel told me over a Maise, when he was a young Bacher, he learned in Brisk. The Rav noch gelebt. So, he was invited to check Chometz with the Brisker Rav. So he was a young Bacher, I think he was 17 or 16 years old, Bacher gekum from Chutz Laaretz, from England. So a person like Gishmake Bacher told him, you know, that the Briskerov is going makpid in between the tiles, you know, it's like a crack. Dear the Briskerov is going makpid. So, you know, if you check for the Briskerov, you know, put your time in these cracks. The Briskerov will like it. So the Briskerov finishes the broche, and my Shmer goes down to the tile. Briskerov heaps a chon schreien, Was suchst du dort, na gluske noe? Was suchst du dort, na gluske noe? So I don't know, maybe in between the cracks, the Biskarov hole, you didn't have to look. So I don't know. So again, people that don't want to look for crumbs, they have on what to be soymach. They have on what to be soymach. Come on, come inside, come inside. They have on what to be soymach. But, and it's a very big but, even if you say mecham the shittas not to check your sparim laser, even if you say mecham these shittas, but you cannot take a sefer and put him on the table. Why? Because first the crumb could fall into the table, into the food. You could have a crumb there. You're right. We said it's not chashi over le'ochloi the crumb, but if you open the sefer on the table, it could fall. Nicht gesagt nur sein gebrocht, sein Chometz. Stellt sie oben an top of the soup and falls into the soup a little crumb. And Chometz be Pesach afilu be Mashu loibot. Now, la'alocha le'maisa, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is machmir like the Chazanish. They check the sforim. Sforim that they can't check, it's very hard to check, they sell it to a guy. Now, there's a big shayla in Bnei Brak. So Lama Zog in the prison has a closet of sforim, big shelves, sforim shelf. He managed to check two shelves for Pesach. The rest he's selling to a guy. Now, the halach is if you have chometz and you sell to a guy, you have to make a mechitza. You have to make mechitza on these sforim or not. In Lashon HaChazanish is, tzorich la'asos mechitza lepirurim. Chazanish said, you have to make a mechitza for pirurim. Tzorich la'asos mechitza lepirurim. Zot Reb Chaim Greinemann, that the Chazanish learns that the sforim that you're not checking, yeah, I was by Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Pesach years ago. It was two shelves. All the other shelves were covered with paper. Not only you have to check the sforim, if you don't check them, it's covered with paper. Some people say no. Even if you machmir the loiker of Shlomo Zalman and you hold that you chayev b'dike, but if you sell it to a goy, it's a chometz of a goy. And the halacha that chometz shel goy tzorich la'asos le'mechitza is only in a chometz vada. So let me make this mesudar again. Chometz gadol, you have to sell, you have to make a mechitza, you're not allowed to leave it in your house. Now, if you don't want to sell it to a goy, you have to get rid of it. People that are makers to sell to a goy chometz, they have to make a mechitza. Little crumbs is bottom me'aleihem. There's a machlekes if you have to check for it or not. Even if you machmir to check for it, if you sell it to a goy, some people say it's enough. Some people say you have to make a mechitza. So lama zogen, you're not such a machmir, so you don't check the crumbs, but you sell it to a goy. I make them. Some people are machmir not to use sforim that they sold to a guy. Remember, I was thinking of Chaim in learning epis. When you're the sefer, he said it's sold to a guy. We can't use it. What? Sure, you can't bring it to the table. And if we can't bring it to the table. But to use it, you could be makel yet. But to machmir to sell to the guy, even the crumbs are inside the chometz. Let me get back to. This aloha I want to say very clear that Chas v'Shalom nizayin atakole. If someone doesn't understand, so fregen shpeter, or benish tzorah ben atakole. The shayla is that comes up every year, bochrim, or yungelait, that go back for Pesach, what they have to check, and how much they have to check for Pesach. So I want to say the aloha, and the yoysel toiv, how to behave. The halacha is, if you leave b'toch 30 yom, you have to check. Me'ikar adin. Aber lo megein pamelach. The Mishneh Berurah zogt azeh. A person, if a bochur that wants to check his dira and to make b'dikas chometz, gizunt erayt. You could do it. Mishneh Berurah brings a eitz. A person wants to sell it to a guy. He wants to sell his chometz to a guy. So I want to go keseda. If I'm masbu the salochik keseda, it's kedai aim mol to visit the salochik keseda. See, a bigger meratzes around the salochik. Shabbos starts like this. Lama zogin, a person has a house. No bocher leaving. We'll go back. He lives in Boer Park. He has a house, and he's planning to go to a hotel for Pesach. So don't mention gates of hotel for Pesach. When he's planning the hotel, erev Pesach. Well, he will go by night before, pay for extra day. No. So he's planning to stay in his house. He's selling his chometz to the Rav. Rav, an hour before Pesach, gives it to the goy. Mishneh Berurah declares he has to check chometz by night or not. He knows tomorrow all of his house will belong to a goy. He's not planning to be here for Pesach. He has to make a b'dikas chometz or not. Oy dilme, now is the time of b'dikas chometz. Come inside. Now is the time of Bdikas Chometz. And while now is the time of Bdikas Chometz, So what that tomorrow he's planning to sell it to a guy? But now he's mechuyev to check. The Mishneh Brura clears. Zog the Mishneh Brura, I have an eitzah to be yoytzeh yedei sofik. I will speak on this year to make it clear. This year, that Zman of Bdikas Chometz is Yom Chamishi by night, Thursday night. Yom Chamishi by night, Chamishi v'Shabbos, Thursday night. This is the Yom of Bdikas Chometz. Now, if a person will sell his Chometz to a Goy, it'll be Chal other Friday or the Shabbos morning. So L'chura, Thursday night, he's M'chuy Bdikas Chometz. It's a Machleikas. Zog the Mishneh Brura, I have an Eitzah for him. To sell the chometz and the place that the chometz is in, to rent out the place, not only the chometz, an hour before the time of Bdikas Chometz. The Hainu, Yom Dalet, Wednesday afternoon, an hour before Yom Chamishi, for Thursday night, the Mechiro Bichal, that everything belongs to the guy. He will close the closet, he will close the rooms, he's not using it anymore. He's not using it anymore. This is the eight. Shia. That's the eight. That's the eight. That's the eight. Now. This is Pashtus, we call it in our language, if you go to the Rav, we call it every year, Tzumachen HaMechiras Yud Gimel. I don't know, maybe this year they will call it Tzumachen HaMechiras Yud Beis, because Be'etzim is one day early. But Siruf Tzachen Alomdish Averta, for most years, remember, it's called, it gets to the Rav, Ich Vil Machen HaMechiras Yud Gimel. So every Bocher that doesn't want to check his Dira, for sure, we don't leave Chometz Bay. You leave, you throw away the Bay Chometz. You go to the Rav, you'll machen a Mechiras Yud Gimel. There you have, I'm calling it a Mechiras Yud Beis. I want it Wednesday afternoon to be Chal. Again, I'm speaking now to a lot of Americans that are not planning to stay here. It's kedai to do it in Eretz Yisrael and not in America. Why? Because if you do it in American Rav, by a rabbi in America, that rabbi will do in America what he will do. He will sell it Wednesday afternoon in America. And in Eretz Yisrael already, it's Yom Chamishi by night. So you mechuyev bdika already. You mechuyev bdika already. What? The Rav did, the problem is that he doesn't go to a guy earlier. He sells it to Yankel. Doesn't have to sell it to the Rav, you have to sell it to the guy. The Rav doesn't go every hour for the Yeshiva Bachim that came from the Mir, that heard the Shir, he will go earlier. If said, as Mahat a Guter Rav, Veinachanami. I mean, one year I was talking, I went to write, I found a Guter Rav. Sidon lo chapor Guter Rabbonim. That are makbid on this chum. You have to understand, it's not a tachas v'shalom, it's a sachosh v'rabbonim. I mean to say, that Hoban a Rav that wants to be machmir for you, this chumre of the Mishneh Brura, plus the Chumre of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that Vayin Eretz Yisrael already is the time of Bdikas Chometz. Number one. Number two, what is the problem when you sell it to Eretz Yisrael Dikir Rav? Yisrael Dikir Rav is Metzumtzum in Eretz Yisrael. He goes Motzi Pesach, and he buys back the Chometz. But you in America is Noch Yomtev. He's Mezaket, you Shtik Lachem Chometz. So you have to tell the Rav, but I don't want you to buy it back from me. What? You can't be zeiche. But the shaila is, if the kinyan for the goy is giving it back to Yuchotzer and the goy is mistalek, is a Rambam that could be b'chai gav no yuchayev. It's not so posh, Taka. So I'm Moshe, the Rav in my neighborhood, Taka. He's not mezaket to no one. He's not trying to mezaket to someone b'shlichas. And Motzei Pesach, he just takes the chometz and leaves it, and when people want, they could be zeiche. He leaves it by the goy. That isn't going to navigate us. But it's kedai to tell the Rav, I'm going to America, I want the Mechiras Yud Gimel. But bees, don't buy it back for me, bees later. This is Me'ikar Adin. Zog the Mishneh Brura, but it's not so poshut that it helps. This is the Ikar Adin, this is the Ikar Alochif, at Balabatim, das is genug. But unser Rebbe Teire, now you want a little bit more machmas, sagt the Mishneh Berurah, quickly it's not good. Why? Mishneh Berurah says, when a mitzvah is chal on a person, and you take it off, you are poishaya, and it could be you can't get rid of a mitzvah. And val shloishim yoim koidem achag, was chal on you a mitzvah's bedikas chometz, you can get rid of the mitzvah. So what is the etzah? You check the dira, it's a kedish. Zog the Mishneh Berurah, I have an etzah for you. It's three etzahs, it's the same idea. The idea is, don't get potter from the way, from the whole mitzvah. For example, you're selling the whole dira to a guy, a square, dalet ames, and dalet ames is like 2 meters on 2 meters, you leave that you're not selling to a guy, and there you will do a bdikas chometz. Or, sell the whole dira to a guy. Erev Pesach, this year it'll be Wednesday afternoon, you go over to your parents, where you'll be in America, and you ask them, please makne to me my room. They don't want to be makne, let them to rent it out to you. Sometimes you go to in-laws and this, then it becomes a bit harder. So, rent it out from them. Rent it out. Now your room is rented for you. Be yaitze with the bracha that your father will do, and you go and you do bdik in your room. So the Mishneh Berurah, so you didn't skip out, you didn't push yourself out of the mitzvah. So legavei the chometz, you made a mechiras yud gimel before the chalos of the mitzvah came. So you didn't over, not over. I was mevatel mitzvahs bdikas chometz. I'm yaitze mitzvahs bdikas chometz with the room that I rent. Last year, a lot of people were asking me, I never managed to mevarer it yet. They say, we go to our in-laws, but we have a car, we own a car. So maybe we could check our car, we don't have to get a room. I don't know, so they could say they have packets also. Because you have to remember, when you go to your parents, remember to check the packets. Not to forget to check the packets. So I don't know, Ginoy, if it's enough. Lama gein weiter. As a minigen klal Yisrael to leave asoro ptiti, 10 pieces of bread you leave in the house. Different minhogim, who looks for them, who hides them, and who looks for them. I don't think it's so me'akev, but it's kedai that now that the person that is looking for it will hide it. I know some people have such a minig, but you hide 10 ptitim and then you look for them. It's a minig. It's not a chiyuv. Why it's not a chiyuv? So we have three reasons why it's not a chiyuv. The Maharam Chalava says, the mitzvah is to check. There's no mitzvah to find. There's no mitzvah to find. There's a mitzvah to check. I'm checking. The mitzvah to find? Number one. The Gaon Zogt, it's like Birkas HaMapil. A person says a mapil and never fell asleep. He's not over Bracha Levatola. The mitzvah is, when you're going to sleep, make a brocha. I made a brocha. I'm hoping to find. I didn't find. The Taz says, the brocha you have to have in mind for the burning tomorrow. This is the reason the bochrim, it's a problem to make a brocha early for different reasons. The check stam here. The brocha has to go on the burning of tomorrow. Zog the Mishneh Berurah. Bezman hazeh that the house is very clean, could be as a chiyuv gomo to put the 10 ptitim. Ross made the Mishneh Berurah. Why it's a chiyuv gomo b'zman hazeh? Lefi the Goyen is very poshut. The Goyen says you're allowed to make a bracha when you go to sleep, even though you're not sure you'll fall asleep, because you're planning to go to sleep. But what would it be if you know that you never fall asleep? That people, they never fall asleep. So they're not allowed to make brachas on matin. They're not going to sleep. If you know that the house is clean, that there's no chometz in the house, you can't make a bracha. Also, the Maram Chalav. When you're going to check the house, you can make a bracha. If the house is so clean, you're not going to check. For the Taz, you for sure could make a bracha. We'll go back. So, Mishneh Berurah says, on Bezman Hazeh, it's kedai to be makpid on this minig, to leave 10 ptitim, it's for sure kedai to put it in a bag, and to remember where it is, not to leave it open, to leave it with a bag, so like this the crumbs don't fall all over. as a minig in Klal Yisrael to burn chometz erev Pesach. It's not clear from where this minig came. It's to be yaitzah shitas Rabbi Yudah that ain't biur chometz ela b'sreifet. Even that it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's only a mitzvah yeah. But Klal Yisrael, I think I saw all over Klal Yisrael amakpit to mekayim this mitzvah or not. Nachzach Klal Yisrael amakpit. L'chure, if Klal Yisrael amakpit, so l'chure the minig, what, you have to be married to have this minig? No. So it means it's a chiyuv on everyone. So l'moshel, in my family, l'moshel, so my father, before the sreifah, took a kezayis, every kid was koined. If you're not kind, you can't make a mitzvah tashbisu. And every kid owned the kezayis, and he was yoytzer the mitzvah sreifah. Not enough. If everyone puts it down together, and one kid, pachas bar mitzvah, normally likes to put on the fire, so no one was yoytzer tashbisu. It's a garbage mit nish. Chaval of the minig. Put it in the garbage truck. That's all the zach. Maybe a better mitzvah. So you're throwing it into the garbage truck. I'm saying it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. Because to melamed zchus that I heard that some people don't amak mit so much on this chumrah that everyone will get a kezayis and coin it from his father and to have so what we do lemaisa the eitzah how everyone can put on the fire so we figured out the eitzah was we put on the fire and then everyone puts in his kezayis on them it doesn't work pasha so we do a little fire and then every son the way I was brought up I heard nicht alle amak mit of them. So I heard the limud zchus and people that are not makpid, they learn that this ganze sreif is nicht kein Rabbi Yudah bichlal. This is koidim zman isuroi, and if you most rishoinim, it's bichlal nicht kein mitzvah sreif. Just we want to misharish to the kindalach, the choymer, chazer is treif, chometz Pesach kump, chometz Pesach is treif, fire, mi brand chometz. This is the message we're giving to the kids. So mele, one fire for every family is eichet gut. So nishkin adin, yada ene has to have a gezayis. Aber, so da machmir. No more, Reb Moshe Sternbuch is gora machmir do. He holds a chumre on top of a chumre. He holds, I don't think so much nagea for the Americans, more nagea when you know it's Israel. In America, I think everyone has a backyard. So we do the fire in the backyard. And it's Israel, where you do the fire? Near the green garbage or somewhere. Now, zogt Reb Moshe Sternbuch, that place is not yours. In most shittas, when you put the chometz outside, you're really not over baliroi anymore. So if you burn it, you're not mekayim mitzvah sreifa. So he says, order to do it inside the house. You have to know. Or he says, you take a keli that belongs to you. He says, keli shalekeach b'shusarabi b'simta koine. To be yaitzah, the din tashmiz. That's shalai gora chumre. Yad areinim, mifuz b'lmach b'zeh. No, I'm sorry. This is what I thought. But if the fire is already burning and you throw it into the fire, so this is boim keechod as that does ma'ase tashbisu. If you put it on the floor and then you burn it, Moshe Sternbuch says you're not mekayim tashbisu because already it was mushmes when you put it on the floor. But if you throw it out into Yerim's fire, so it's a boim keechod, so you mekayim tashbisu. Ich nicht gesehen, Take, bei meinem Rabbi Sein oder Eilom am Machmer für das Römische Sternbuch. Aber der Kesai ist von jeder Reine, Take, I saw Choshere people am Machmer das denn. Lass mal gehen weiter. Noch der Blick des Chometz und des Reif des Chometz, but to be madgish again, every Bocher that wants to Mitzvah Hashem Mekayim this year, the Mitzvah of burning the Kesai is, to remember the night before to listen to your father's Broche, Al Biur Chometz, and the feed the task, this is the bracha and the sreifa. You mekayim the biur sreifa and the sreifa. But if you're not there by night, so then you're doing the mitzvah without a bracha, veisach mishvas the grace of mile do. So if you want it, you have to have a kavana by night to be yoitza your father's bracha, that bracha is be'etze me'ikar adin, great of the sreifa. Noch dem kumt a time is b'choyres. Kumt a time is b'choyres. Why the Pchoyres fast Erev Pesach? Chur it's a Yontif, every year it's a Yontif. Not allowed to fast in Yontif. Shayez Bichlal, Chur, the Nes was Pesach, so fast in Pesach. So it's a Yontif. So Erev Pesach is also Yontif, so 2 days before. They forget the Mishnah Mazam and Oyelbach. What was it at the time of Pesach? The Nes was in Pesach. You're not doing it in the right day, so do it 2 days before. Ein Kasha. Second of all, Efrek, the Kasha was also in the Schorim, also in the Nekevus. So why we only fast the Schorim? Tak is it a Shita and Tur, that the Nekevus also, we don't fast him like that. Noch a Kasha, the Nes was also Pchol bin Ha'ab, also Pchol bin Ha'im. Efrek, we only do Pchol bin Ha'ab. It's not Shita, it's not Shita. Frank, why every Godel Shema Bayis doesn't fast? Mitzrayim, every Godel Shema Bayis will die also. Noch a Kasha, Frank, the Pchoyres then have to die. So all of the Eniklach, if Yen and Pchoyres have to fast. Baruch Hashem, the fathers didn't die. But the Pchoyres have had fast. If Yen and Pchoyres will die, so Yen's kid will never be born. I will be born. I'm not saying thank you. But ilu hoye shom loye kilu chayav odom liro ist atzme kilu atzme yotzme mitzrayim so she neheb tzachon von erev Pesach zeh da malach but do zirib shum zahm ez kash zirib shum zahm ez zogim a gewardike chidush a kudush boruchu was medalek al bote Yisrael and he was mekadesh te pchor min ha'av why dafka te pchor min ha'av aba zun der shmuz kudush boruchu was mekadesh te pchoyres so from then on the pchoyres were mekudesh to Mekayim the mitzvahs till the Maisa Egel. And Maisa Egel, they took it from the Pchoyres and they gave it to the Kohanim. Erev Pesach, when Beis HaMikdash got full with korbanos, Chazal said it was the most full day because everyone bring a korban, the Pchoyres, every person that is a Pchoyer felt bad that because the Maisa of the Egel, they lost the Kehuna. The Mele, the Pchoyres do tshuva that Mirza Hashem Yibodeh Beis HaMikdash Yoveh Mashiach and the Kehuna will come back to Pchoyres La'osid Lovoy. This is the reason. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a meaning that you do a siyum and you don't fast. Frek Doruch HaShulchan Lo Yala Al Adas. Maybe a person will make a siyum Yom Kippur and will not fast. Tanis Esther, Nachnasiu, Lo Yishamanu. What happened to this Mebachal Tainis? You make a Tainis, a Pchoyres, a Siyum and Dosidus. What happened to this Tainis? So Yom Shem Zalman, Gemara says, Mamzer Talmid Chochem Odif Mekoyen Godel HaMaoretz. If you make a Siyum, there's no reason to fast anymore. As we can sit in a Lerner, but that is Mekanis and Mekoyanim. So Mele, every Pchor made a Siyum, Oich ben HaTalmid Chochem. Mamzo Talmid Chochem, Odif Mekoyen HaMaoretz. Avada, Lemaise, Avada steht in Tur, that it's a Zecher Lanes. But it's a Tziruf. Why? Bitziruf, the Tzar, and that, Azemi Gishtaldas. Now, stop, with that Vissan Ayadir, that's in the Gef, I have a Pesach already. Rab Kiveiger al HaTeire, it's a small sefer, Rab Kiveiger al HaTeire. Kiveiger asked the Kasha Take, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only Mekadesh to Pchor Min Ha'av? Why Hashem was not Mekadesh to Pchor Min Ha'im? So Rab Kiveiger have another Kasha. Ve'ovarti ani be'arz Mitzrayim, ani ve'loi Maloch, ani ve'loi Sorof, ani hu, ani ve'loi Achar. שטייט דער קדוש בוכ ווען ביך ביי דער ביאצמע מצד שטיין נישט איך בלויט אין אַ מאַשכיס לאבער אל בתייך דער הול נס פון דער פרוירס איז דאָ דער מאַשכיס ג'אן דער זאג היסער דער קומען פסח און ער ג'אנט פון האוס צו האוס פראגט אב קיבער איך רסטיר דער זאג פראגט דאס שיין ריימע אנד דער זאג פראגט די קאשע רעדי בייטס מצד ער האט שטייט אני הוא, אני ולא יאחר, אני ולא מערך, אני ולא שרף, אני השם, אני הוא ולא יאחר. מצד שטייט ולא היית אלא משחס לא ביותך בשכם. ולהיית אין המאש חסלו ביותך בסייכם. סלם כבגר הזה. was two zach. The mashchus was going around. He killed the peter rechem me'imoy. Everyone knows that this is a zach that you could see in your eyes. He's the first one. The pchor min ha'av, it's a zach that you can't see. The Mora says, every mitzri was mezanem with all different people. Ben tipa shel pchor, le tipa shel eina shel pchor. Mitzri muss stufen besiegen, jeder Nacht mit einem anderen Menschen. You can't just be some verse from the Av. This is Ani Hashem, Ani Veloy Malach. Meir says, this is the reason the Kedusha, not Legabe Avoided Beis HaMikdash, but we give Peter Rechem, we give only Peter Rechem in Ha'im. Right? We give Chamisha Sloim. Because this time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'lo Yitin HaMashchis. The Mashchis was going around to kill the Peter Rechem in Ha'im, because this he could see, and he could have killed Israel also. Kevin Shanit HaRashus LaMashchis, and HaMafchim Nitzadik LaRosho. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, so b'meile, we magdish Peter Rechem LaHashem. Masha'en kem chom min ha'av, does this give energy to the Mashchis? The Minchas Yitzchok in Chelek Beis brings down B'Shem Pe'er Yitzchok, B'Shem Echad Min HaTzadikim, that he was a Pchoir and he was not Makpid on this times. He was a Pchoir and he was not Makpid on this times. He said, why he's not Makpid on this times? The Mokir from this times is in Maseches Sofer. And it's Maseches Sofer steht, Habchoyrois Misanim Be'erev Pesach. Zog Yenen Tzadik, it's a Tov Sofer. It's a Tov Sofer. It's not Habchoyrois Misanim Be'erev Pesach. Again, the Mokir to fast in Erev Pesach is Maseches Sofrim. It says, Habchoyrois Misanim Erev Pesach. Zog Yenem Tzadik, it's a Tov Sofer. Not Habchoyrois Misanim Erev Pesach, Habchoyrois Misangim. Bochazetzer had a mistake. Misangim, Oinek, Faker. Thank you to Hashem that you saved us. Mizan Yerushalmi and Rav Mone, or Yabchoy Vo'eichel Erev Pesach. So the Dvar Teir of the Marashdam zogt, how a tzaddik is saying to a sefer, when Shulchan Aruch steht verkehrt. Aber zogt the Minchas Yitzchok, aber you could be mezarefet, bezirruf asiyum, bezirruf noch Sachen, to be soymech, on this kule. Let me gain a little bit of Leila Seder. We'll start. Machna Aschole. Try to go Keseder. The Ma'aser Mikum Tzurik in Leila Seder. You make Shechiyomu in the beginning of the Nacht of Pesach. Zogim Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach. You have to be Mechaven al Ale Mitzvah Sayoyim, Matze Morer Karpas Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim V'Dalet Koises. We start the Seder Kadesh. This year is Avdoleh, but this will go next week later, and the whole Seder of Erev Shabbos Shechal Pesach Shechal is Erev Shabbos Kadesh. We drink, we do Kiddush, and this is the first kois from Dalet Koises. Why we have Dalet Koises? Keneged Dalet Lashoynes Shel Geula. Vetzesi velokachti vivesi. Frag Reb Shlomo Zalman, Keneged Dalet Lashoynes Shel Geula, you could eat four apples. Klal Yisrael Nimshal Letapuach. Four nuts. Klal Yisrael Nimshal Leegois. Why? So one terrace the Welt says, because it's an Indian, Derech Heirus. Kitoyle v'melech b'ayoyin, we saw now. Melech drinks wine, Derech Heirus. The Ran zok noch a terrace, that the Saramashkim had three cups of wine, three on his head and one on his hand. And the Geula started from Saramashkim Be'etzim. That the Geula, Yosef, the Tchilas, a Geula from Yosef in Mitzrayim, and the ganze Sach started from Saramashkim. Aber Rav Shlomo Zalman gesagt der andere Pshat. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, every Sach that you eat, the most of chocolate, yeah? See a good, nice bar of chocolate. Gishmak. Eat one bar, two bars, three bars, till you can't look at it anymore. As there is yeder gishmak ezach. Why it's a punk fakert?
Wir trinken einen Tag, zwei Tage, drei Tage. Und wir sagen, es geht verkehrt. Es geht verkehrt. Azei ist why? Sagt er, Azei ist die Geule. Die Geule ist eine gute Sache, dass Hamus should be more Geule and more close to Hashem, we will want to be closer and closer and closer. So, das in der Pshat steht, dass Har Sinai ist gewähnt kemartef shel Yayin. Teuro nim shel ole Yayin. Kli reikom eile machzik. Kli male machzik. How much is more full? Mi will mehr. Mi will mehr. Das ist Teuro. If someone doesn't feel like that, weiß, dass er lernt nicht kein Teuro. Macht andere Sachen. What is Arba Kaisis? Man said, that's the end of the, that's the Iker Teira of Arba Kaisis. Taisis is mistapek if every person in the Suda has to drink Arba Kaisis, or it's enough that one person is moitzi everyone in Arba Kaisis. That's all the meaning that everyone drinks. That's all the meaning. Aber Taisis clears. So the Briskerov in Sefer, what is the suffix of Taisis if everyone has to drink Arba Kaisis? A one person could drink Arba Kaisis and Moitzi everyone. Zog the Briskerov is two dinim in Arba Kaisis. As one din Arba Kaisis mit din Cheirus, you have to show Derech Malchus Arba Kaisis. And as another din mit zid Koishel Broche. And tonight they will attack in four Koishel Broche. Koishel Kiddush, Koishel Geula, Koishel Birkas Amazon, Koishel Halel. They will attack in Koishel Broche. So it's two dinim. Is one din to drink Arba Kaisis midin derech Cheirus, and is another din mitzad Koishel Broche. Zog the Briskerov, as Koishel Broche, you could be mighty one each other. As Koishel Broche, you could be mighty one each other. As derech Cheirus, mi ken ish mighty zayn in derech Cheirus. So that's even the suffix from Taisus. If it has only a din of Koishel Broche, it's also a din shal derech Cheirus. So the Briskerov does in the Pshat in Rambam. Steht in Rambam, Shtom chai beloy mezige. In the old days he had to be Moizik the wine. Shtom chai beloy mezige. Zog the Rambam, Yedei koises yotzo, Yedei Cheirus lo yotzo. Shtom chai beloy mezige, Yedei koises yotzo, Yedei Cheirus lo yotzo. Zog the Pshat. As Koishel Broche, you yaitze. Aber es ist nicht in Koishel Broche, aber nicht in Derech Cheirus. Noch ein Ramba. Shtom bevasachas. Yedei Cheirus yotze. Aber yedei Dalet Koises lo yotze. Es ist ein Seder. Es ist ein Agode. Das ist der Briskerov. One Chumo that comes out lefi der Briskerov, Shnebura brings it down beetzem. Das ist der Briskerov lefi Pshat. Every Koishel Broche, you have to drink other Arevis. Other roif kois. Shmuel says like a tchili, even kol kois. Other revis. Other roif kois, like a tchili kol kois. What would be if the kois is very big? So, it's enough to drink a revis. You don't have to drink the whole kois. But that's the recherus, is a din in the kois. Mel Biskarov says you have to be magpid to drink roif kois. It's made if you can't drink so much, don't take too big cup. And then I say that. Zog der Ramo. What if a person doesn't have wine? He has chamar medina. Okay, you can't say beer, because beer is also in Pesach. But what is chamar medina? It's very hard to know what it is. I heard in America it could be orange juice, or maybe apple juice, that they also is very stark. Some people say coffee is also chamar medina. Zog the Ramo, if you don't have, you could drink chamar medina. Zog the Briskerov, you only eat a din koishel broche. Chamar medina is good as koishel broche. But you will not be yaitze with chamar medina derech Cheirus. So why the Ramo said you could be Yotze? The Ramo is talking to a person that doesn't have wine. Zog them, Chosh, you could be Yotze. Kosher bracha al tzchamar medina. Tag is a famous maise. One of the gdolim, a person came to ask him if you could use milk for chamar medina. Came to ask him if you could use milk for chamar medina. So he told him you could be yaitze, but he told his rebbetzin to send him chickens for yontif. For yid, that's not zayna rov, but I've always been klugkeit. For yid comes to ask if you could be yaitze with milk for chamar medina, why says he doesn't have money for chickens and meat. So the hashda zach, he's talking to the rebbetzin to go to buy him meat and chicken for yontif. So the interesante meise with the kids of the Briskerov. The kids of Reb Chaim. The Briskerov and Reb Moshe Soloveitchik. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik. It's not the Reb Moshe from Zürich. Reb Moshe, the son of Reb Chaim. They were together in the inn. And Erev Pesach, they got stuck. They didn't have a lot of money. They had money to buy like this. Other four cups of wine. Oh, one set of four cups of wine. Or to buy two sets of Chamar Medina. Lamazagan milk. Let's say Chayinia. Lamazagan. So other everyone would have Chamar Medina. The Ramos says you could be Yitzhak with Chamar Medina. So Reb Moshe said, no, we're buying wine, and I'm older, and I'm doing the, and I'm using it. So, that's the why. So he said, the pshat is asking. We have a suffix in Tesfis, if everyone has to drink, or one person is enough. So there were mechadish den that shtickle. But what is the suffix of Tesfis? Al tzderech eirus, everyone needs to drink. Al kosher broche, one could be moitzi everyone. Now, Dr. Moshe Azay, if we will buy Chamar Medina, so we will only yoytze Koshel Broche. Right? As Koshel Broche is enough one to be yoytze. So we'll buy a cup of wine, you Briskerov Taka will be yoytze only Koshel Broche. But anyway you will only have it. I'm older, I will be yoytze both. Also Derech Eirus, and also Koshel Broche. And more from that. And if the Pshat and Tesis is not right, so could be Bichlal I'm yoytze you, and both. Could be there, I could be married to you even the Chayus. Tastes had a tzad and I could be married to you the Chayus. And Yain is a sach besser. And also for Kiddush is a better. I found in a sefer Maise Ish, interessante Maise by the Chazanish. One year, Reb David Povalski Zatzal says, had a very bad headache, he couldn't drink wine. He went to ask the Chazanish what is better. To drink Chamar Medina, and to make abakosis on his own, or to be yoytze with someone else that will do wine. You'll be yoytze with someone else that will do wine, and Yenna will drink, or to do on his own Chamar Medina. It's better than the same shayla. And Chazanish told him to be yoytze with someone else. Why? Because you're not gaining anyway, but it's all b'shtikl. And more than that, wine is better. We don't know what today is Chamar Medina. But I think, Sam, the best eitzah is maybe, Take, to be yaitzah if someone is stuck, has a headache, and someone can't drink wine, to be yaitzah with someone else that drinks wine, and miyad when he finishes, to drink the Chamar Medina. There's a problem with the bracha. So maybe you make shakut. You'll be yaitzah with Yenem, Mechavit will be yaitzah with Yenem. And he started to drink, and you miyad, drink also. The Chamar Medina. What? Grape juice is not a shayla. Grape juice is mesamech or not. This is not a shayla. Grape juice is mesamech or not. And there are machmer on it. But this is Hashem, maybe next we will go in to the protein. I think we'll stop here.